Have you ever felt regretting things that you should have done yesterday, last week, last month, or even 10 years ago? Hello, everybody. Welcome to me moving to Canada.com. This is me, Ben. Today we're going to talk about regrets. And sure, we have a lot of regrets when we grow up because we should have eaten this. We should have gone to that place. We should have created something. But this time, we're going to talk about sending your application to Canada once you're eligible. Because yesterday, we met my wife's friend at the mall. They went here for as a tourist. And we talked about immigration, and we asked them, have you ever tried to immigrate to Canada and or apply for the immigration to Canada? And they said, well, we tried it 5 years ago when they were younger than today, of course, from now than now they're younger. And they said they thought that, well, they have a good life there. They want to just stay there in Philippines and just, work and have a life, have a family, until they decided not to proceed with the application. And that was a long time ago, right? So that was 5 years ago. Then, her husband went to Canada because they have a lot of friends. That was about 3 years after they want to give up the application, 3 years after. And then her husband applied for the tourist visa. And then her husband went here and visited their family. He saw what Canada is. And he immediately told his wife that he really wanted Canada. He wants to stay here. And so they decided after 5 years, they decided again to apply for the permanent residency. And now the problem is they are old enough to get a low score in the criteria for the express entry. Express entry, by the way, is a new rule for Canada for the immigration, because in this kind of procedure, you will send your application through online, and you send your it's like creating a profile of you, and Canada will choose whoever has the highest score or are at the eligibility score, and they will contact you for to apply for the PR. But the problem is when you have, if you are old, 40 above, and your score will be low because there is a bracket where there is a bracket for the age factor. Okay, when you it's like if you are about, I'm not sure about the age bracket limit, but it's about 20s to 40, and when you are there in that bracket, you have a higher score, the highest score that you can get for the express entry. And the problem now is they are old and they have less score for that, and they get 300 plus score over 430 in the express entry. And that's a problem. They are not eligible to apply for the permanent residency, right? So, that is the cost of waiting, my friends. If you are eligible today, if you know that you are allowed to apply for the permanent residency, why not try it? Try it first, send your application, and don't worry. Just send it, and if you pass, you have the permanent residency card, you are here in Canada, and if you really decided not to live here for so long time, go back home. Go back to Philippines if you really wanted to. But based on my experience, I've met people that stayed here for the first few years, like first year, second year, they wanted to go back home because Canada, my friends, Canada is different from Philippines, or maybe different from your country. And for me, it's a totally different country because it has snow. The weather goes, the temperature goes up to minus 20. And I'm from the tropical country. The weather is, the lowest temperature is about 18. Or that would be, we are lucky enough to have that. If it's so cold, it's 18, we're very happy because it's cold. But maybe the average lowest temperature in our place is 20 and 18 minus 18 is in the highest in the mountains. It can reach at 18, and we are sometimes we go there. We call it Tagaytay. If you want to, if you're going to Philippines, you go to that place Tagaytay, and it's colder than the other places in Metro Manila. So Canada is like that. It goes to minus 20, right? So it's different. And the culture and people, food, it's different. Although you can buy your food, like if you're a Filipino, you can go to Bathurst area. You can buy your native food, okay? But it's different, right? Now, if you are going to immigrate here and you decided not to stay longer, well, you go back home, tell the government, I'm done here. I don't want to stay in Canada. I don't want to live here. It's different like that. So you can do it anytime. But at least once in your life, you had applied for the visa, right? You applied for the permanent residency. And you don't have regrets. That's the thing. Regrets, my friends. Regrets. That's a very bad enemy of your life. You can't have regrets. But, of course, we have regrets, but you have to minimize that. Minimize regrets by doing things that you think that it's not harmful, but you can just try it, taste it. If there's something new, taste it, okay? It's not different from immigrating to Canada. Try to immigrate once you're eligible and apply for it, okay? And maybe your children may thank you for that decision on doing that thing. And we asked our friends at the mall, and we asked them, so what's your plan? They said, maybe we can try another year, or we will wait for our son, our kid to apply for the immigration, and they will petition us for to Canada, sponsor us. Well, that's just hopes, right? We don't know that we didn't tell them, but we don't know that their kid will not be eligible anymore. Same thing. And, well, that's regrets, right? Okay. I hope, guys, you learned from me today. And if you have questions, you can go to www.memovingtocanada.com/forums and send me questions there so that I can answer that for you. and also maybe you want to see the beautiful photos, videos of Canada, you can go to facebook.com/me moving to Canada. That's if you go to that Facebook page, you will see a logo MM2C that's colored orange. Okay, and you can see the group of MM2C there. And if you are going to Canada soon, let us know so that we can arrange the meetup for you, right? And for those who wants to visit Canada, apply now if you're eligible, and hope to see here. Thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.